On this Tuesday, let's take a look at the weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. How are conditions in your part of the world today?
Well, we're starting to feel the heat that's been building in the southern plains, and it's starting to expand north, west, and east, and that's something that is going to be a big player as we get to the weekend.
And tell me about that and what impact it'll have across the Corn Belt.
Well, usually in early July, you do normally expect high pressure to start to build across the southern tier of the United States as that jet stream lifts more north, and this is where we start to get into that summer heat that has some legs to where you can put together long stretches in very hot weather. And that's what's going to be developing later this week and this weekend, especially across the southern plains. There could be some record-breaking heat across parts of Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, North Texas. We're going to see some of that heat then go up into the northern and western areas of the Corn Belt this weekend and early next week, and then some heat spreading rest across the Corn Belt as we get into next week.
What do the temperatures look like for the daytime highs?
Well, if you go down into those southern areas, at least here later this week and over the weekend, there's going to be a lot of triple digits in those areas I mentioned at the beginning, Oklahoma, Kansas, parts of Colorado, parts of Nebraska. We see temperatures getting deep into the 90s, into the Midwest, even some 90-degree temperatures getting well up into the central part of the Great Lakes region. So there is not only going to be heat with this, there's going to be a lot of muggy, humid conditions as well.
Does that mean there will be rainfall along with it?
Well, there will be. Now, at first, rainfall is going to be kind of spotty and scattered, but late in the weekend into the early parts of next week, what will happen a lot of times when these high-pressure systems build across the southern tier, that heat actually draws moisture up from the Gulf, up out of Central America through Mexico into the United States, and you tend to get thunderstorms. We get these thunderstorms that develop sort of in waves that rotate around that high-pressure system, and we do see that developing. It's probably not going to be even rain, but there will be pockets of some heavier rainfall in this thunderstorm pattern.
Is this a setup for persistence for a warm, wet rest of the summer, do you think?
I don't know if we can say that for the rest of the summer, but certainly as we get into that middle part of July to the end of July, we certainly do see that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.